Welcome to the Movie Bench Quarterbacking Podcast. This podcast features geeks brought together by fate to discuss movies and all things geek culture. Enjoy the show. Okay, so the next movie we're going to talk about is the new Avatar movie.
The Way of the Water.
Yeah, Avatar Way of the Water. What did you think of that, Captain Keefe?
So when the trailers came out, I was like, man, whatever. You waited too long for me to see this crap. And then I saw that he, you know, put out the first one again in the movie theaters just to get people primed up for it, which was the smart move. It's the smart business move. I understand that. Then I saw the film. And I wanted to hate the film, but I loved it.
Okay. I'm assuming you loved the first one, right? Did you dig the first one?
Yeah, I did. Okay. I did. But it's been so long.
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of forgot about it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, but I realized, I guess he shot all the sequels at the same time. And it took years, I guess, to do. Yeah. So I think he's done shooting all that. Now he's just releasing them all, which is, and I can dig that.
He got like one more or something like that to do. It's like, I think he said there's like one more that they still kind of shooting on or something like that, right?
Oh, okay. But there's supposed to be like, what, six or seven of those films, I think?
Five, but I think it was supposed to be like five altogether, five or six.
Well, he was kind of saying like if it works out right and people are supporting it and it's working out, that he could go up to seven or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but they shot like they already shot five.
I think
like,
yeah,
they shot up to five, right?
I heard something like that.
I think so.
It was really good. I really enjoyed it. I didn't mind. It was like what, 3 hours long or something?
Yeah.
But when it's a good film, you don't care. You know what I mean? You don't really notice because you're into it. The story was real cool. I didn't see it going the way it went. I was kind of confused at first when the sergeant, the captain, when they woke up the guy, you know, the avatar on the spaceship. I didn't know that. I didn't realize it was the bad guy from the first film.
Oh, okay.
It took me a minute to figure out who he was because I was getting confused thinking he was the other cat down below.
Oh,
but okay. Yeah, so. That was all interesting. And then, you know, just where the plot and the story went. And I'm like, why are they calling it Way of the Water? And then I saw why. Mm-hmm. It was a good story. I mean, some of it was sad. Like there was one part that I didn't like, but it's a part of the story, I guess. You know, it was just kind of sad. But it was a good film. And I'm looking forward to seeing where he goes from here. Because apparently he's going to introduce two more cultures and has something to do with fire, and so he's got it all planned out. But
and so it is. It's five already completed that already have release dates. So I mean, well, I'm sorry. Yeah. It was number one in 2009. This one came out 2022. Avatar 3 will be out 2024. Number 4 will be out 2026, and number 5 will be out 2028. So those five already like done. They might do some reshoots. I don't know. Next one is supposed to be going to. It's like a fire thing, and we're supposed to be introduced to. Like the evil, you know, like the evil has been, you know, the white man. I should say the man. I'm sorry. The next one is supposed to show the evils of the actual, like the avatars. You know, like it's supposed to show like an evil version of the Na'vi. That's what the next one is supposed to show.
Okay.
About fire. But I did hear that, like he said, number five, we're supposed to be going back to Earth to show the Earth. That the current Earth in their story to show why they're trying to get away from Earth.
So, and that would be cool.
Yeah.
I thought it was really interesting that certain things that happened, like the mystery baby and pregnancy. I mean, I definitely have questions about some of the characters and what's going on. And I'm sure, I guess that would be revealed down the line, I guess.
Right.
You know, as we get more movies. Oh, it's really interesting. I wasn't sure if this was going to be a success because it had been so long, but of course it was. But I find it really interesting, to quote Jay, interesting, that, you know, this was the one film that got released in China. You know, despite the boycott of all the other films, they did release it in China.
Yeah.
So, and of course, it's over $1 billion now worldwide, breaking records, leaps and bounds, about to surpass No Way Out, I think, in a minute. But no, it was good. It was, yeah, I enjoyed it. It was different.
I think they might let it in because of the American type folks that are the bad guys in it. They probably felt like, as long as they're in that light of being attacking the innocent folks, they may be okay with that part.
Yeah, it's a good coming of age for the children. So, I mean, then the main character, watching him act like a general when he's fighting against them, you know, all that was cool to see too. So yeah, it was a good movie. I'm looking forward to seeing where it goes from here. So
with the first movie kind of being like a take on Pocahontas in a way, and then it's the whole like backlash and stuff because it's like the white savior type of movie that guy comes in or that person comes in and he leads the people who couldn't have did it without them and blah, blah, blah. So how does that work when that person, quote unquote, dies and his soul goes into the body of the person that they were occupying? Is he still a white savior?
Yeah, because that's what happened, right? In the first one.
I think people still consider him that, you know, even though technically he is, at this point, he is.
Did James Cameron figure out a way to get around it and fix it where, you know, like technically.
So is he a white savior if the bad guy's a white guy too?
Well, I mean, yeah, no, it is. No, white savior separate from white villain.
Like, yeah,
I mean,
yeah, it's different. It's different. You
okay. Okay.
Even though those are your, even though y'all are the enemy, if you decide to save them, they needed you to save them.
Period. Right, exactly, exactly.
You know, but, yeah. You know, yeah.
I'm being funny. Don't have to answer it, but I'm just saying.
Interesting concept.
It's a good point, though. It's a good point, though.
He is still technically the same person, but now
he's blue.
Yeah, his consciousness is that he can produce offspring.
But aren't we our soul?
Aren't we what?
Aren't we our soul?
Yeah, but I don't know. But it has something to do with that.
Now, it was interesting. They called him his kids half breeds. You know, that was an issue.
The planet lady, you know, what is it called? Ava? It's something to do with Ava, like, and that whole thing. Like, I think that helped him with a soul because his avatar didn't have a soul. So
no, like, I know. I'm just being funny, but it's kind of like you take you with you. So it's like, hey, if I was put in something, wouldn't I still be a black guy? Even if I got transferred into a different AI or a body, wouldn't I still have my mind and my soul of a black person?
Think so. But let's not forget the Immaculate Conception of the daughter in the birthing tank. You know, we don't know how Sigourney Weaver's avatar got pregnant.
That might have been somebody visiting. We don't know.
No, that had something to do with that A-word stuff too. Like, I think
we'll see. Because I know they talk about, you know, that whole side thing that's going on with that whole story with her was, you know, who's my father kind of thing. And you know.
Well, she doesn't. And see, that's the thing. To me, I don't think she has one.
She may not.
I think it's like a Jesus thing. Like,
but that would probably explain her connection with everything too.
Did you notice how she just hopped in the water and she can just be down forever? And
she acclimated very quickly. She was definitely one with the world. How about that? Yeah.
And so I think it has something to do with trying to transition her, at the end of the last one, trying to transition her into Awa, through Awa to the avatar. It didn't work, but Awa gave the avatar something, you know what I'm saying, in turn or something like that. There was a reason, you know, for that. Now, the only thing I thought was, it was funny. It was really funny to me. I think they should have kept that part out or at least changed the look. Cause I'm like, why is Tarzan running around here? Like, what is that? Like,
I thought that too.
Tarzan. Like, that was like, you know how people can be like, yeah, this is like the Pocahontas story. Yeah. Because, you know, it's the story, but they don't look the same. So it's kind of like the story. That was Tarzan. Like, that was in every adaptation of Tarzan that we see.
Like,
y'all couldn't give him like long, like dark hair. I mean, the blonde, come on, man. That was Tarzan. He couldn't wear no clothes.
He had blonde dreads.
Yeah, that's Tarzan. That's Tarzan. Like, every time I see him.
And but he had blue skin, Wayne.
No, he didn't.
Oh, you talking
the
about
the kid with the face mask.
Oh, the kid. Yeah, I thought you were talking about. Oh, okay, the kid. Oh, yeah, that was Tarzan.
Or something. I don't know. It's, And then when he would like sit on all fours, I was like, "Oh, this is Tarzan. Why is Tarzan in the Avatar movie?" Like, I just I couldn't get past that part. The only because it was just the resemblance was too much. It was too much.
And he was also the problem and the savior in a way as well.
Very true.
What was his name? They had like a little pet name for him. It was funny how he was kind of like a pet to them.
Spider.
Okay. Spider. Yeah. But I figured it's funny how I was like, you know, they're kind of like, he's still hanging around here and he's trying to, you know, I don't know. He was endearing in a way, but he kind of got on my nerves in a way too. But then also the kids kept getting into trouble every time. It was just like, what's up with this? And so it's like these kids, every time you turn around, the parents say something, the kid's back in trouble. So part of me is kind of like, it was annoying, but also it's like, that's probably realistic. How it would go. That's how it would go anyway. So
yeah. So that's the cool part of the story is that, because I didn't know where they're going to go, but it's about their children and the next generation. And, you know, yeah, so it's cool. It's different. But yeah, I mean, Wayne, you're right about that, about Spider. But it's going to be interesting to see where they go with him because he knows who his father is. He doesn't like him, but he saved him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he wants to be like the rest. You know, he doesn't want to look the way he does. So that's interesting too. So what happens with all that?
They just gonna keep. I mean, there's nothing else they could do. Like, you know, unless they find an avatar, unless the dad finds an avatar for him. But you know, even to that extent, that, you know, it is.
He's gonna wind up getting with the daughter.
Maybe then we'll see what a true half breed looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
or it'd be Octoroon, I guess, because she's a half.
Well, but no, they even though they halves, they're not really halves. They're oh,
the only signifier is the number of fingers that they have.
Because they're fingers, they're half. Remember they talked about that. Yeah. That's how they knew they weren't full.
But they're still Na'vi though. It's like it's weird because it's like the ignorance of the actual Na'vi people to just be like, nah, we're your half breed, half blood. It was like, no, those are they're grown avatar. They're grown Those are Na'vi things, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's it. But they just, you could put your consciousness in them, like, you know what I'm saying? So when they say that, I don't even see.
Yeah, but you're still not a full blood, though.
I mean,
we know that because they went with the whole fingers thing. That's how we know that. So
they're still full blood.
Yeah.
They have the genetic, they were mixed with the genetic piece so that the consciousness could be transferred. But remember, those were fully grown Na'vi avatars,
like test tube babies, basically.
Yeah, but they still, everything about them, blood and all that stuff, is still Na'vi. It's just
that's why they could link up and stuff. That's why they could still do all that stuff.
They can link up like everybody, because if they weren't, they could. So when they call them half breeds, the whole finger thing. I mean, I get it, but that's just, I don't know. To me, it's like, if I go to Africa and everybody starts talking shit to me because, I don't know, I look different
you have an accent or something like that.
Yeah, an accent. Yeah. Like, but outside of that, you know, because if that's the case, I mean, even I don't remember what the water people are called, but did you see the water people's arms?
Yeah. Yeah. I love how they were designed. Cool. I love how they designed. Yeah,
that was cool.
Their tone is different too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They're like aqua green as opposed to blue.
Yeah.
Right? They got their forearms are hella muscular. So like, I know they talk about the finger thing, but that to me, like a real true half breed is going to be, if we see what happens with this white boy.
I would love for us to be able to talk to James Cameron about how he came up with all that. Cause that was all interesting stuff. I didn't see any of that coming, that conversation, you know, cause that's a layer to the story right now. You know,
I mean, it's some that treat them kids like outcasts, I mean, or treat them differently, but
yeah, they needed that some kind of way. So
again, you're talking about Tarak Mctoe, you know, and then Natiri is the daughter of the last chief, you know, so I'm like, these some big time people here, and they still got to find a way to like outcast them. So
yeah,
them things was just one of those ways. But back to the movie though, I'm gonna tell you this, that, you know, that movie, like, you really, really get into the visuals,
mm-hmm.
and you can really lose yourself. Like, somebody was like, it seemed like a National Geographic type of documentary at some points, with just alien stuff. But you really do get lost into that world. Like, and when they in the water and you seeing all these new animals and the whales and all that kind of stuff, I mean, you really do get lost into it. And I really like that part of it. Because I was trying to figure out, the first one was this spectacle, right? You know, and the 3D thing and all this kind of stuff. And he didn't have, you know, like 8-9 years to perfect it. So, or do something that up the ante, right? And I was like, how can he do that? You know, and right. He found a way to do it by taking it to this water. You know, I mean, he found a way to do it. It was really cool how you get lost in that.
It was very slick. And like you said, I was kind of wondering what he's going to do next too, because even that first movie is kind of hard to pull off, but mm-hmm. it was so visually stunning and stuff. And it's kind of like, yeah, mm-hmm. what are you going to do again? What could you possibly do? And he mm-hmm. threw a whole new world on us, a whole new issue, a whole new thing that somebody wanted from the outside, you know, the whole thing with the whales and wanting the brain juice and all this other kind of stuff and right. supposed to stop aging and stuff. I'm like, yeah. he found out another way to do that. The special yeah. effects is impeccable. It even looks even better. I can imagine the special effects looking better than the first one. Even with all this time passing, it was just like, he went another level up? Like, how is that even possible? The first one looked hella good, and it still looks good. And mm-hmm. so he found another way to take it a next step up. So I think I was just more, you know, because like Keith said, this the first one came out a long time ago, and it's almost like the steam went out of it. It's like, man, here we go again. It's gonna be another 3-hour movie with blue people, with colonizers, and this that and all this stuff, and it was just like, well, I was sitting there watching it, I was like, okay, this is why I fell in love the first time. And mm-hmm. even though it has issues, it's like, okay, well, it still has good. Issues and all that, but you can't deny the spectacle of it. You can't deny the world building. You can't deny the artistry. You know, that is really thought out. And I think if it wasn't as done as nicely as it was, people would probably be pissed, because then you could really dwell on the problems. But right. this is just like so well done. It's like it's so wrapped so well that it's just like it'll take you too long to get to the problem. You almost forget by the time you start digging. It's like, yeah, it sucked down here, but it was so good, so good, so good, so good, so good. And you forget about the bad part. It's almost right. like that.
You reminded me too. It was great to actually watch a real 3D movie again. It'd been years.
Yeah, because they were getting really, really shady with the 3D, just making stuff 3D that wasn't supposed to be.
Exactly.
That didn't even help you. None. Just like, why are you charging me extra $5 and you ain't doing nothing? This you were on a trip. This would be equivalent to me going, like, you know, not necessarily a cruise, but a cruise or an island or somewhere. And this is some submersive stuff that you would almost do with a VR goggles.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. on that level.
So mm-hmm. it was good to have that back again.
Matter of fact, I saw this early with Malaya, and she was like, this reminds me of a Universal Studio ride. That's what she yeah. said.
That's because cool.
the sound and the shaking and the movement. So it felt immersive, like one of those rides.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're exactly right. You're exactly right.
You know, we went to the 4DX. You get lost in it. And it's still in 4DX if y'all want to go. But, you know.
I'm going to hit it up. Yeah.
You definitely lost to the world, like, you know. And then I'm telling you know, like I was looking at some of them, and you know, when they would get out of the water, and then you would see, like, you know, the skin being kind of like damp a little bit, moist, mm-hmm. and stuff, but just like the way all that stuff looked, it was just crazy, man. It's crazy, you know. And okay, switching gears a little bit. Okay, but let me just say this: I loved that James Cameron found a way to bring old boy back to make him a villain somehow.
Stephen yes. Lang.
That's my favorite. So yes. much respect to James Cameron for doing that. Like finding a way, and not too crazy. It wasn't like not extra unbelievable. You know, I mean, everybody has an avatar that's made. They transfer all their memories and consciousness. You know, they have it just recorded. You know, mm-hmm. and then you just put it in the avatar.
That was very smart. I didn't expect to see him in the movie either, because I didn't remember. Matter of fact, I found out pretty late that he was even in it. I'm like, how is he in it? And I saw that. I was like, that's dope.
And he wasn't as evil as he was in the first one. He was evil, but the whole thing with Spider threw a monkey wrench in his plan, because he's like, oh, he's not my kid. But then you start getting some feelings for him.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I still think he was just as evil. And I think only to a certain extent. Remember, so the reason I say that is I still think he was just as evil. I think he would have been, it might appear that he wasn't as evil, because I guess whenever he did his consciousness uplink, everything that had happened probably didn't happen yet. But really, you know, I mean, he was ready to kill them kids. So, I mean, I don't know, like, you know, him and his...
But you could tell that he felt... He had feelings for Spider. He didn't want to, but he did.
That was literally toward the end, and only because he was connecting to Spider. But you see, he was burning down villages of people where Jake was.
You're right. He would have killed those kids. You're right.
Spider
No, Spider was there. Spider was right next to him. Yeah. And he burned his shit down.
And with him even feeling that way about Spider, that just kind of showed how much he probably really was like his original person.
Right.
Because the original person probably would have felt that way about his kid, even though he was this militant grunt guy, you know. Because even the respect for him, not even getting up his friends, like that kid is in the way of him getting what he wants. But he respects the kid being tough.
Yes.
You know, like, I want this, but I can't get it. But I respect you for not giving it to me, even though I want it.
Right.
And I'm going to make you give it to me on your own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the way he even, and you could, like, to me, you know, it was like weird because, like, again, when they uploaded his consciousness, you know, I know he didn't see himself as a Na'vi, but at some point, all he has is his consciousness and the memories. And he's seeing this video that tells him, you're not me. Like, and he acknowledges, I'm not him. Like, you know what I'm saying? And the way, when he crushed his own skull, because remember, he all he knew was he had died.
But that was him. Yeah. That was him being him.
His consciousness only went up to a certain point. He's like, if you're seeing this, I'm dead. But of course, you don't know how I died, neither do I. Right. And so when he walks up on it and he sees it, you know what I'm saying? Like, and he crushes his skull. I knew at that point, like, okay, no, he's separated himself from the colonel. So even though it's him, like, the shit he's holding on to is get Jake Sully, period.
Okay, yeah. Well, if you say that, it reminds me of something. What is it with James Cameron and skulls being crushed? That reminds me of the Terminators walking onto the beach of skulls and stepping on them and crushing the skulls, stepping on them.
I guess that's his thing, I guess.
That's funny. I didn't think about that till you said that. I'm like, yeah, James Cameron does that.
He does that. But skull it's crusher. Like, yeah. Forget what was, we here and now. Wherever we, to me, I'm thinking, you know, you see skulls, you like, you start feeling bad for like whoever that was, and you see somebody crush it, do you see me? I don't care about that. I'm here and now, whether I'm a T-3000 or I'm, you know, Na'vi Avatar Colonel. Like, you know, we not in the past, we in the here and now, and here and now is about to get ugly. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think this one, he has the potential to be way worse. But of course, like you said, because of Spiders, he has a soft spot. You know, but they said there's some bad in the best of us and some good in the worst of us, right? But
Ooh, I like that, Wayne. That's what's up. You're right.
You know, but it's good in him, but he still will burn down. He will burn down Pandora to get Jake.
Yeah.
You're right, Wayne. But it's going to be really interesting to see how that relationship between those two plays out throughout this franchise. Because it's a whole another layer that we didn't have before.
Right. So what do you guys think of Spider saving his father? What do y'all think of that? Do you think it was right? Do you think it was wrong? Do you understand? Do you think he should have took him out when he had the chance? What do you think?
Wayne?
No, I think he did the right thing. I mean, you know, if I'm a Na'vi, if I'm on the side of Na'vi, unbiased, you know, if I'm on the, I'm sorry, biased on the side of Na'vi, mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of messed up. And, you know, you've been doing this Jake thing. You've been raised with Jake them, but it's kind of messed up. Right. On the flip end, though, you know, he even though he's been treated like a Na'vi, Neytiri goes out her way to not care for him. Yeah. And then on top of that, that ending, which was, you kill mine, I will kill yours, right? Which, again, further kind of pushes him down the line. I'm not one of y'all. Mm. And this man is willing to forego the mission for me to save my life. I'm gonna save his. And you know, I mean, that's it. That's the closest thing he has to actual family now. And so I think Neytiri pushed him down that road in that moment. I think she really pushed him down that path. But at the same time, you know, he wants to be with Jake and his brothers and sisters, air quotes. But I think it was great for the story. I think, you know, because we had to keep it going, you know, gotta keep it going.
Great point. I didn't think of it like that, but that's a good point. She did. She was constantly pushing him, being dismissive, and part of it is probably, you know, he is technically my family, but also
he's not. He is sky people. He is evil. But Jake said that though in his like his kind of recap of where we've been at since the first movie.
Yeah,
he said that when, you know, he came out. You know, and you know, he has a mask, but he said that. Yeah. And so it wasn't a surprise when she did it. I mean, it was kind of like a little surprise. I'm like, oh, not the kids. But at the same time, it's like, no, she's a warrior. You got my kid, I got yours, period. Yeah. What else are we talking? you know, and it was really just, it was in that moment I was like, oh yeah, well, clearly he's gonna make this decision real easy. I honestly thought he was gonna roll with him, to be honest. That was a surprise for me. Oh. That's decided not to ride with him. Not that he saved him, but that he didn't decide to go with him.
I think that he wasn't gonna go with him because he saw all the dirt that he did. Cause he's constantly like, ask him the question. And then he goes burn down their village and he's like, no. So it's constantly, he's seeing what he's made of. And he probably just like, he's the closest thing I have to my father. I don't want him gone, but I don't condone what he's doing. Cause mm-hmm. he saw him do a lot of dirt, you know, mm-hmm. a lot. Well, so what did you think about it, Keith?
So like Wayne was saying, you know, from a Navi aspect, you know, let him die. From Spider's aspect, Spider and the Colonel were like, they were very similar. They're the same person almost. Spider didn't want to like him, but they had some bonding moments, you know. And even before he met that man, he told the girl that, you know, that he wished he didn't know who his father was. And she's like, you're not like your father. So they're setting up that whole dynamic. But it's funny to me that the Colonel and Spider both were like, man, I'm not feeling you. This is whatever. We're gonna use each other. And they both wind up catching some feelings towards the end. So, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. but like you said, you know, he saw the dirt as his father did.
Right.
So he ain't down with that, but he couldn't let him die.
Right.
So like I said, I'm looking forward. And also though, and Wayne is right about Neytiri, but Jake Sully said at the end, I've lost a son, but I've gained one.
Right.
So
versus the beginning when he was telling him like he was a pet, like he's still hanging around here. Yes. So yeah, that's a big contrast.
So it's gonna be interesting to see if Neytiri still feels that same way about him.
Of course she is.
Yeah.
Neytiri, she's not gonna let up because she lost the son. She's not gonna let up. She didn't let up before.
You'll be right, but it's just gonna be interesting to see how it all plays out.
Yeah.
Because her husband doesn't feel that way.
So you know, clearly Neytiri also, she didn't want to run either. You know, Jake's whole, you know, we gotta leave. I gotta protect my family. And it was Neytiri that had to convince all the shit that happened, all the burning down villages.
Yes.
But Neytiri had to remind him, this isn't gonna end because you leave. And he's not looking to destroy Pandora right now. He's after you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yes. And I think they're gonna have a lot more differences in opinion, of course, and how to handle some of these situations. But I don't think Neytiri's ever gonna just accept it.
Well, and like I said, it's going to be interesting because I'm pretty sure the Spider's going to get with her daughter. I see that happening.
I see Spider eventually joining with his dad.
Mm. And you know what? I can't wait to see because we could both be right. It's all making for good cinema.
At least one of y'all going to be right. I like both of you guys' suggestions. It's very possible. And it's funny that even though James Cameron does kind of like basic stories with stuff we've seen before, he always seemed to be able to noodle out some kind of new angle with it or new feelings out of it. And I'm really looking forward to what he does. I was surprised that they brought back Sigourney Weaver, but I was glad that she came back playing her own daughter. So I'm glad that they didn't lose her as a character, even though she's playing a different character. I thought it was cool that they brought her back. It's almost like magic because, like I said, it has issues, it has problems, some of the stuff. You know, you roll your eyes at like some of the dialogue, you roll your eyes at the whale and the whale died. And that was our minister of music. I'm like, how does that whale compose a symphony? You know, it's just some of that stuff just like, but you kind of just take it because the way it's presented, you know, you just kind of like, okay, if you say so. And you care and you feel for these creatures and stuff. And so that's not an easy thing to have. These alien-like things, you get caught up in their world and their feelings and their culture and stuff, and I think it's beautiful. And it takes a special director to be able to pull that off. You know, you can halfway make you care for people that look like you on movies. So to have something that's totally alien and still find the things that make them connect to a mass audience to make billions of dollars, that's amazing. Regardless of how, like I said, campy or bad on paper it can sound, that's an art. That's a true artist. And I thought I'd been done after the first one, but I am looking forward to the next 3 and 4 hours they're gonna take up my life of the next movie and the next 4 or 5 hours of the following movie and all the rest of that. I'm just curious to see how it's gonna go. And regardless of what it ends up being, I know it's going to be an interesting journey. And at the least, we will be able to get transported to a beautiful world to explore, if anything.
Almost definitely. And one more thing, and the son is going to get with the girl, the daughter of the chief, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see these love pairings and what happens. So he did it. I'm excited for the next damn film now. That's this December then, probably, right? Coming up?
No, I thought they said it was going to be like one after another, but I reading it, it said 2024. But I'll look it up again.
Yeah, because the smart move would be to do them every year at this point, since he filmed them all, or most of them.
Yeah, but all that stuff is special effects too. So a lot of stuff is going to be rendering and other things and stuff. So it's only probably so fast they can really go.
And he probably spent $1 billion just doing these films.
Yeah, he filmed them all together because he knew he wanted to start with the whole next generation thing.
Yeah.
But, and there were some, you know, like the time jump, of course, but he said he didn't want the Stranger Things effect. So, which is, of course, Stranger Things comes
out. Aging up and stuff.
And these kids be like looking different than they were. And they all got some of them hit puberty, and then some of them got deep voices and all this kind of, you know, and then you do a film 2-3 years later, and then, you know, now they really different people, you know. So that's why he shot them all back like,
which was smart. He got out the way. Yeah.
And he got enough pull to pull that off, because other places they wouldn't be able to do it. Like, I got to make money somewhere else. But he's like, James Cameron, I made $1 billion on the first one. Yeah, we'll stick around. We'll put all the other shows and movies in the back burner. We'll come for this one. That was our conversation about Avatar, Way of the Water. Yeah. Peace.
All right. Take it easy.
All right.
Hey, it's Jay. Be sure to check out past and future episodes of this show, available now on all streaming platforms. If you'd like to hear more from us, please check out my other podcast entitled Jay's Other Podcast, along with Captain Keith's other podcast entitled Clef Signs, spelled KLEFSIGNS, which are both now available on all streaming platforms.